there's a whole set of these input streams. So the root of the hierarchy is the simple one called input stream. And there's a simple similar hierarchy for output streams, which I don't show here. But as children of input stream, we have different kinds of input streams which have more specific methods available, which have to read and write, or in this case, input streams, to read from the input stream. For example, one of the kinds of input streams that you can have is a file input stream, and there are standard Unix file I/O methods which are available to read lines, to read characters, whatever methods are available to read from things of type file input stream. So that is a useful one. Now another really neat thing is that one of the child classes of input streams is called filter input stream, and all of the kinds of filter input streams have some special properties. And those